And we started in Matthew chapter 5.
얘기하고 그 Matthew 5.
And we said that in Matthew chapter 5 it was Jesus talking about the need for righteousness. And that's the first thing that Jesus needs is righteousness. God will give you a new heart. He will change your life. And that's the great promise of the kingdom, that he will wash us with pure water. Our hearts are all dirty till he washes them. And we read in chapter 5 that it isn't just what we do, it's what we think. Now tonight I want to turn to Matthew chapter 6. Because the second great thing in his kingdom is prayer. And we need to learn to pray. And I'm going to tell you a little story for the children, first of all, about prayer. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a story. There's big children and little children, but I'm going to tell you all the story. There's children, maybe 10, there's children,
17.
But anyway, I'm going to tell you all this story. Well, this is a story from England about, happened about, 75 years ago.
75
Is there anybody here over 75? No, anybody here thinks I'm over
75?
No, I look very young, don't I? Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Good. Thank you. One kind sister here tonight. Okay, now this is a story about a girl. Her name was Barbara.
I'm not talking about Barbara, me.
Can you remember that name? What's the name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Her name was Barbara.
Barbara.
I don't know what Barbara means, but her name was Barbara. Now Barbara was from a little town in England. But she was very sad. Because her mother was very sick in her head. She was always going to hospital. And her father was a drunkard. And she had a little brother about 1 year old. And so Barbara was not a very happy girl. And she was about 10 years old. And it came to Christmas time. Every Christmas, she used to go to, all the children used to make their letters to Father Christmas, Santa Claus. And she used to say, every year she said, I want three things. She used to write down, I want a box of paints. I want a ball. And I want a doll. Several years she always said, I want those things. But her father never gave her any Christmas
present.
So year after year, she thought, Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Because
her father didn't love
her.
Well, one Christmas, just before Christmas, this is a true story. Barbara was walking down the street of her town. And she heard children singing in a little chapel like this. And she went to the door, it was cold. She pushed the door open and she looked to the front of the chapel.
And
there was an old lady. To Barbara, she looked very old. All around her were children. Now, Barbara was a girl who her parents didn't wash her, didn't give her new clothes. So she was dirty and she smelled badly. And her friends at school, well, she didn't have any friends at school. They called her names. Anyway, this girl, Barbara, looked in and saw this person with all these children around her. And the lady saw the door open. She said, "Come in, who are you? Come in." And this dirty little girl came and walked up to the front. "Come and sit on my knee," she said. And she said, "What's your name?" "Barbara," she said. "Oh, did you know that Jesus loves you?" The girl said, "No, Jesus doesn't love me. Nobody loves me. Santa doesn't love me. Nobody loves me." "Oh," said the lady, "Jesus loves you. If you pray to him, he will answer your prayer." So Barbara went home. And in England, we have a kind of a place for a fire, and people say Santa Claus comes down the chimney. English people are very strange, very funny. Even if Santa Claus exists, he's so fat he could never get down our chimney. But Barbara didn't know where to go to pray to Jesus. She knew there was no Santa. So she went to the chimney. And she called up the chimney, "Jesus! Jesus, I want a box of paints, a ball, and a doll." Well, Christmas Day came. And she woke up, went downstairs. Dad wasn't there, she didn't know where Mum was. And there were no presents. So she said, "Well, I don't think even Jesus loves me." And then about 10 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock on the door. Thank you. It wasn't Faith. There were three girls from her class. They came and they said, "Barbara, can we talk to you? We've got so many presents. We wanted to bring some presents for you." All brought a present. The three girls brought a present. When Barbara opened them, you know what they were. The first one was a box of paints. And the second one was a ball. And the third one was a doll. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And Barbara knew, Santa doesn't exist, but Jesus does, and he loves me.
Amen.
This is a true story. A few weeks later, Mum was in hospital. Dad didn't pay the rent. The bailiffs came, like the police, the bailiffs came. Took away the furniture. They put Barbara on the street with the little brother. Where was Dad? She didn't know. She walked down the street with her little brother. And she said, "Jesus, help me." And she turned round and there was a police car. The policeman said, "Who are you? Where are you going?" And the police took that girl to an orphanage. And there she heard about Jesus. She got a nice bath. A nice blue dress. And then later on she received Jesus as her Savior. When she was in her 20s, she married a pastor. She served the Lord for many years in Manchester, England. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Just a child. When you pray, just be a child. Jesus will hear you. The only people who don't pray much are grown-ups. They get so sophisticated and busy, they think the bank will help them. They always think about the government helping them. But if you need help, use the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, here in this chapter, Matthew chapter 6, we've got here the story of Jesus talking about prayer. Jesus is talking about prayer. And he says some wonderful things about prayer. You can read from verse 5 down to verse 15.
Matthew 6, verses 5-15, mo emailing ang man. Jesus yung ayokot yun nga kanok tuksa mga ta. Tuksa lang ang sita kong mo tututut kay may tuksa ang ilasi. Kay ko ay inyong nut. Takun na to yung matuin na tutik tuksa sa mong mata na ngak tutik. Jutit upang ng mga timabingin ni sila milo. Turi yung may ukaw tibasi at nakta yung report. Tuksera ka nga sili, inutubig yung naktasin niyo isigitsi. Ukuang nga ruko ang dago. At ata silo, takuksa ang itok, tuksera ang bigilak siyo. At ata silo, tamay ni takong naktub, akilang niyakpasi. Tuksera ka nga siyo, kasang ni takong nga tenak, takik detik tilu silu atok tuk sawi lesi kutemik upingit tututun. Teko amis yang disian ukau sekap detik tusak tau yun naga suwing mata. Teko tutu nak fermai tuk sawi lesi. Ata desi kau yima yaga masih sunamik piyaga kang mangasi. Tuk silu tin nasilu nita semua. Fermai man ima berita betuk siap tuk sawi lesi. Ata terwakil lang mituti kinau ni upigiyar tiagle. Atau niwe kailau le, biyo mayay marik tau rinyo nami, soo kape lang may marik tau man. Urlo may nakiksatin ni kyuni si wikigo, biyo may turi niyo isa magayam naikin. Soo klo ino katite uwatin niyo, biyo may turi niyo isa magayam nakpagkatigo. Uktok tau titay litigo, sapotitigo li saata na simi. Atau niyo ni, aliwakangin nilo, inapunang nagzor nilo, pigigabigit isa kamit timo, imay. Inu katasi piung itu ringin ilusinu, isu magiyum na begini aku siu, atau katasi tahu kelang mitu piung itu ringisi isu magiyum na dia berbaik. Inu katasi piung itu ringin isu magiyum na dia ingin aku siu, atau katasi tahu piung itu ringisi isu magiyum na dia ingin dibaik.
Amen. Now I'm going to talk about this in three big points.
Dan aku kau segini yang mahu pingas hidup kagaruni.
When he talks about the place of prayer, the order of prayer, and the enemies of prayer. The place of prayer, the order of prayer, and the enemies of prayer. Well done, Mary. Very
thank
good.
You.
Okay, now the first thing then is the place of prayer. You see, prayer is a place. It's the presence of God. Do you know the most important thing in your life? Is the atmosphere of your heart. Do you know you feel something right now? You're feeling something. Are you happy? Are you sad? Depressed? Fearful? What do you feel in your heart? You see, in your home, there is an atmosphere. In some homes, there is a tension. Doctors have found out that the atmosphere of the home can make people sick. And if you want to feel well, you need to change the atmosphere of your home. You need to be happy. It's a very important thing to have joy. But you see, you could say, well, only rich people are happy. You could say, if you give me lots of money, then I'll be happy. Did you know that that is what 99% of Canadians believe? Most Canadians believe that if they get more money, they'll be happier. I wonder if you believe that. But did you know that money does not equal happiness? About 50 years ago, there was a magazine did a survey on millionaires. And they got about 20 millionaires to answer some questions about their lifestyle. And then 20 years later, they wrote and found out the same questionnaire for the same millionaires.
Same re aba ti aga ani go meti digita kuninga tena ka kutine tun na ya ri lok ta ko tene.
But they got a shock.
Kisi ani le kama nak to mi ka ri lok.
Because nearly all of them had committed suicide.
Tama me le ma ga im mi ni pi ya se ma ju vi ni ri lok mata.
I remember looking at a group of men in America.
They made the calculating my auntie America meal.
Who were some of the richest men in America?
He now ya come na pang you tell na me.
They own steel business. They own the steel.
So you think ni kana ya ka kap.
They were running the government the finance ministry.
Already you key now you the big journey.
And there were about 15 men. Most of them ended up in prison. One or two committed suicide. They were miserable men.
15 you talk ko anu lak saving me lot to mak ko ko ka em min to win you to ko vesu min nang mo.
Money will not make you happy.
He know ye mak ko vesu ri ja ek to bi.
What will make you have happiness?
Kisamo bi te mak ko vesu na ka dagon nak pe.
Forgiveness of sins.
Isama ri yam na ta na pi ngi to ri ni tin.
Your sins are forgiven.
Ayong neti sama gayong nakto si mang mata.
And to know that when you die, you go to be with Jesus.
Ang makaw yema rutito ko ko with Jesus si mo alam nong
nito. That's what makes a person happy.
Ang netawo ko wesu titi yung nakrino mi.
And the place of prayer is the presence of God.
Kaya mari ini gayong atan na tuksiang neo na yuti ninyo buti mo.
Now I know that Coca-Cola is very popular here in.
How you remember immigrate Coca-Cola come on in Magiyoyo.
I think people are even willing to pay $5 for a can of Coca-Cola. Is that true?
$2.
Leah doesn't know you don't like Coca-Cola.
$2
or
how much is Coca-Cola?
$2. People will go and spend $2 for a can of Coca-Cola.
Hey, $2. I'm at the doctor. I'm not to go in. I got to wash up the coke me.
And they think, wow, if I could drink this, I'll be happy.
I'm going to go to the doctor.
Now I can't put Jesus in a can.
Jesus is the one who has the power to bring in my God.
But if I could put Jesus in a bottle.
Hey, Mary, I'm going to put him in a bottle.
And sell him as a drink. I would be the richest man in the world. Because if you drink one teaspoon of Jesus, he tastes better than seal meat, I tell you that. Better than walrus. Better than polar bear. He is absolutely fantastic. You drink one teaspoon of Jesus, your eyes open wide. Wow. He's wonderful. Yeah, that's the presence of God. And you see, Jesus said, come to me.
Jesus said, come to me.
He said, come to me, I'll give you to drink. He said, come and I'll give you living waters. Come to me, I'll give you rest. When you come into the presence of Jesus, oh, it's so wonderful. Now prayer is coming into the presence of Jesus. And immediately you feel better. Suddenly you feel hope. Jesus is hope in the darkest night.
Jesus in the room near my town of Patiame Unnum.
Once you have the name of Jesus, you have the power to change anybody's life.
Jesus, you are acting up in my door of your Pietri now in your singing as a G. You're not singing after
that. That old lady said to Barbara, Jesus loves you.
Tenyaning you, Karasimang Barbara, my Jesus, you're not digging up.
Barbara didn't know who Jesus was. She said, Jesus, I want a box of paints.
Jesus, I'm okay. I said, "Mama, I'm here to tell you my name."
Do you think if you ask for a box of paints, Jesus will give you a box of paints tonight?
They man is, is my name not with Jesus? I believe you will. I'm here to talk to you.
No, I don't think so. But Barbara needed it.
He said, "Barbara, be your mother's mama."
She needed it. There was once a missionary in Africa. She was talking to the children. She said, you can ask Jesus anything. One little girl said, I want some coloured wool. I want some coloured wool.
What?
Wool for wool. And this mission, oh no, she thought, that's impossible here in Africa. It's impossible. We can't get coloured wool in Africa. And the next day, in the post, came a box of coloured wool sent for the missionary from somebody in England. Yes, the name of Jesus is a door into the presence of
Jesus
God.
It's
a name that means forgiveness. It means love. It means all will be well. Come to me, says Jesus, come to me, come to me, all will be well. I have a friend. She's a short lady. I won't say like anybody here. You volunteered. She's a bus driver. She and her husband drive big 40-seater buses.
40 bus.
Little lady, but don't joke with little ladies. They're
strong.
Amen. Did you translate that?
Yes.
Because you're a little lady. Because you're a little lady. Anyway. You didn't translate that. But anyway.
I did. Ask anybody.
Yeah, but you didn't translate that. I said you're a little lady. Anyway, just
everybody could see.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Anyway, but she was she and her husband have a business. And one day there was an evangelist went to their town.
Evangelist.
And this lady and her husband were Christians. And she drove the bus back to the car park for the night. After taking children back to from school back to home. And there was a bus driver. And she said to her, the bus driver who wasn't a Christian. She said, Jesus can save you. He can touch your life. There's an evangelist in town tonight. He's going to talk about Jesus. And he's going to pray for the sick. People with any problems, he's going to pray for them. Oh, said the bus driver, that's not for me. Sorry, said the lady. Then she heard a voice in the bus. A little girl, 10 years old, had gone to sleep. She woke up at that moment. And she said, oh, could that man pray for my mummy? My mum is sick in her head. Oh, said the lady, but yes, he can pray for your mummy. That night she and her mother came
unnuktillu gutta ko anana gini versa ko rutai ko opa gutilak semayo.
The mummy was free.
Tana ro anana ga artik tawdone.
Isn't that wonderful?
You.
Look. Come to me, says Jesus, come to me.
Jesus, you are saying, I'm going to go.
Come to the place of prayer. Oh, he said, when you come there, don't be a hypocrite.
What's
a hypocrite? Somebody who pretends. Some people think that a Christian is someone who pretends to be good. Oh no! Christians never pretend. A Christian confesses his sins. To God and to man if he's hurt man. Husband confesses his sins to his wife if he's hurt his wife.
Wife
will ask forgiveness from her husband if she's hurt her husband. But Christians do not pretend. Jesus said, don't be a pretender. Come to the presence of God. And in that place, it's a quiet place. You will feel the presence of God. If you feel the presence of God, you will find the key to all happiness. You know that when we pray to
Jesus,
if we go to the place of prayer, we always get help. Because the presence is the help. I want to tell you two stories now. One I heard just about 2 weeks ago.
Well,
both I heard 2 weeks ago. We were in a conference about 2 weeks ago. And a lady was there. Good friend of ours, close friend. She said to us, can I give a testimony? I knew what she was going to say. She said, she stood up and she said, she's an old lady, about 70-something, isn't she? 70-something years old. She said about 8 years ago, she said, I had cancer. She said about 2 weeks ago the cancer came back. She said it's in my bones. And she said I've only got a few months to live. And she said I am so excited. She said, I don't feel the Lord is telling me he's going to heal me. She said, I'm so excited. Her face was glowing with the presence. Wasn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And I tell you that because her answer was not healing. But it was the presence of God. She is excited. She has hope for the future. She knows all will be well because she is trusting in Jesus.
Yes.
They're the testimony.
The
week before our conference, I was in another country. And the couple, there was a couple there in the church, very good friends of mine. Last year, the lady had cancer. And she had a growth here on her neck. And the husband asked us to pray. We were praying, all of us praying. Day after day, that thing grew on her neck. The doctor said we must operate. And so they gave her a date for the operation. Every day they were praying. They went down to the operation. Before the operation, a doctor had to examine her. The doctor was examining her about over there. Her husband was waiting and praying. He said, "Lord, you can heal at the last minute. Please heal my wife. And he was watching the doctor examine his wife. And the doctor went white like a piece of paper.
I'm not
white like a piece of paper. But he went white like a piece of paper. Like snow. He went over and said, "Is everything okay, doctor?" The doctor was shocked. He said, "I can't find the growth. I can't find it, it's gone." "Oh," said the wife, "could it have slipped somewhere?" "No, it doesn't. There's nowhere for it to go." "Could it have dissolved?" "No, we don't. Those things don't dissolve." "He said, I've never seen anything like this before in my life." That man prayed and prayed and prayed, and at the last minute, Jesus healed. Now there's two testimonies. Very different. But I want to promise you, you pray in the name of Jesus, you will get help. It may be healing. Or it may be a rational joy. But God will be with you and answer your prayer. You don't have to pray just for one thing, you just pray to Him. And trust in Him. He is the atmosphere. Love Jesus. Find Jesus. Stay in His presence. That's prayer. Prayer is not something we do at church only. Prayer is living in the presence of Jesus. And Jesus said, just go and pray. The door is open. We said yesterday that the stone is rolled away. The door is open. There's no big barrier between you and God at all. Satan says, you can't go to God. There's too many problems in your life, too many sins. You can't go to God.
Satan is o kasema garo ma goti ma onang itu tepi ngi turi unu rakto orang mata.
Jesus said, I died for your sins.
Jesus said, o kasema yoktu.
You can come to me.
Ngi tepi dewe kai kurdo ngi.
Come to me, he said. Come to me freely, openly.
Ipi gosu tiarlo tin ma tu ingat tiarlo tin.
That's the first thing.
Dan nasibut lapak.
Prayer is a place.
Dan natuk siang noktava ini giyabu.
The second thing is the order of prayer.
Kanu ilinganinga tuk siam nagiyata.
You can see this in the Lord's prayer.
Taku yung nagasiyuta vanato ni tuk siam linganin.
And the first prayer in the Lord's prayer.
Tama si budlapa ng yuta vanito tuk siam nami.
Is first of all for God's glory.
Si budlapa ng yu ataniyong kuti yung nagtong na ninga.
First prayer. Hallowed be your name.
Dan na sibudlakpa ati at kinaw ni.
Second prayer, your kingdom come.
Amma ataniyo ni kailawli. Kinaw ni upigiyawli. Ataniyo ni kailawli.
Third prayer, your will be done.
Amma pingayungan. Piyumayay piniyaktawli.
The first prayer is worship.
Dan nasi budak papi yang nengah nak tu ini umat.
The second prayer is submission.
Dan nak ingat budak tu ni yang mengukau sedikit.
Submission.
Tu ni yang meng.
And the third prayer is obedience.
Dan napi ngah yungan, mari gumana.
First prayer, God is great. God is wonderful.
Si budak tu siang nengah tu piu yuar umat.
We've not come to flatter God.
Hai?
We've not come to flatter God. Flatter God is to say good things in order to get something.
So good timur piyamayatin nitu inna kenyu sungung inneta.
You know, I have children.
Ketongwa kama.
I remember sometimes my daughters come to me and said, "Oh, Dad, you're so wonderful. Can I have $20?"
Paningin ni upat daro ni atatat yaman daro isaw yema wito at itara may piyam nakpunga.
Yeah, some of you have done that, haven't you? I can see.
Naro nang itok tayo man napikatak si mong miyo.
You know what? I always gave them.
And tunisisi mo yunga.
Yes, my father's heart was melted.
Atatang at umat ingani.
And before I would say to my wife, those girls, they want money. That's all they want. I'm not going to give them money. And then my girls would come and say, "Oh, Dad, you're so lovely. Give me $20. Oh, all right. Now, of course, flattery is not good. But you know, God wants us to enjoy Him. He's our Father. He wants us to come and just be with Him. And worship is just really enjoying God. It's loving God. Worship first thing, love and worship God. If you love something, you will do it because you enjoy it.
So kay makisuto na may nagdigiyakawit, aura na kagayatutit po yasuklutin.
I don't know what sport people enjoy here in basketball. How long is a basketball match? How long is a basketball match?
An hour.
An hour? 1 hour?
Aksa mi teko isok sinasokat taktut tig-zag taktik
tig-zag there's a mare. Okay. Tig-zag. Okay. But you see, I never saw somebody go to a tig-zag match and they say... Okay. I say, oh, it's too long today.
Amai manaili kungera se maye maili se mungita kunu rokto rokto liuko.
They like it.
They
don't say, oh, it's boring, let's go home.
They
love it, they go and they enjoy it. People watch television, oh, they enjoy
it.
When you get into the presence of Jesus, better than anything. Better than fishing, better than seal hunting. You forget about time when you get to the presence of Jesus. If church is boring, it's because it's not in the presence of Jesus. Get in the presence of Jesus, you will enjoy it. First prayer, worship and love for God. Second prayer, submission. You are king, I am accepting your will. Submission. We bow.
We.
Third prayer. Your will be done. Obedience. Oh, obedience. Lord, that person needs $20. Give them $20, Lord. The Lord says, you've got $20, give it to them. Oh, no, I'm not praying for that. You give them $20. God says, I haven't got $20. I haven't got $20, you've got $20. Oh, well, Lord, touch somebody else. Your will be done. Amen. But not through me. Not through me.
Oh,
no, obedience. When we pray, Lord, let the gospel go to that place.
Then God says, you go.
I can't go, it's not possible. Oh, not everybody can go, but everybody can pray. But when God sends you, you must go. So God's glory, God's kingdom, and God's will. Worship, submission, obedience. Then we have our needs. Give us bread. Man's first need is for food. Every day we need food. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give me bread for 20 years. Make me so rich I don't need to pray again. He says here, pray for your daily needs. One of the greatest causes of depression and mental breakdown is people who cannot carry the future. You can't carry the future. You can't see how God will provide for you next year. You can't see what's going to happen to your children and your grandchildren. Jesus says, forget about the future. All you need to do is think about the next hour.
From
now till 9 o'clock. Just pray about 1 hour. Pray that Les will stop before 9 o'clock.
Amen.
She said amen. Oh. She should have said no. We want you to pray till 10 o'clock. She's good. She's good, isn't she? She's very good. She's very good. Okay. All right. Now, yes, we pray for 1 hour. Just pray for the next thing in your life. Then the next need of man is for forgiveness. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others their sins. I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm an evangelist. Do I need forgiveness?
Yes.
I need forgiveness. Does that mean I'm doing bad things every day?
No.
But the Bible says
that
there are some things we should do and don't do. That's it. The Bible says there are sins of ignorance.
We didn't
know. And when we find out, oh, forgive me. And then there are sins when we lose our temper or we get impatient or we do anything like that. When we think of ourselves, forgive me, as we forgive others. Forgiveness is a need of the human heart. As bread for your body, forgiveness for your soul. I knew a man, he owed about 300 Canadian dollars. And he owed it to a relative. That relative was an elder. The man who owed the money was an elder in a church. He didn't pay it year after year after year. And he made that other relative who was an elder angry and bitter. He wouldn't pay his debt. And the other elder wouldn't forgive him his debt. So they couldn't talk to each other in a normal voice. When you don't forgive somebody, you are not paying your debts. You are not forgiving debts. You are destroying that person. And you are destroying yourself. You are dead if you can't forgive. You are dead if you cannot receive forgiveness. You are a stone. And you come alive through forgiveness. You come alive. Your spirit is weak like a person who cannot eat. You need to drink the very presence of God. Forgive and receive forgiveness. Humble yourself. Weep. Cry, let tears come out of your heart and your eyes. And you'll be strong in spirit. Somebody did something bad to you 20 years ago. Forgive them. And ask for their forgiveness. And then the last prayer. Do not lead us into temptation. But deliver us from the evil one. Satan has set traps for people. There are so many traps for people. Fears and worries and sins and addictions. So many traps for people. You should pray, deliver me, deliver me. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Prayer is the antidote to temptation. If you keep praying, you will not fall in temptation. So the needs of man, bread, forgiveness, deliverance. What are the enemies of prayer? The enemies of prayer. We've seen the place of prayer, the order of prayer, and now the enemies of prayer. The first enemy of prayer is no forgiveness. No need to talk about that anymore. If you won't forgive, you can't pray. Second enemy of prayer. Worry. That's in chapter 6 and verse
27.
Worrying doesn't make you taller. It's not the reason I'm tall. Okay. So worry, you see, doesn't change anything. We have here two enemies of prayer, lack of forgiveness and worry. Third enemy of prayer. Verse 24, no man can serve two masters. Worldliness. Worldliness, loving the world. If you love the world, sometimes you will hate Jesus. Sometimes you will love him. Sometimes you will hate him. You will move from one to the other. But you will not love him all the day. Fourth enemy of prayer. Not listening. Not listening. The Bible says in the Old Testament, if we won't listen to the Bible, God won't listen to us. We say, Lord, why don't you listen to me when I pray? God says, you don't listen when I speak to you. Why should I listen to you? You don't listen to me. The Bible says in the Old Testament,
If we hear the cry of the poor,
they might just tell me to talk about what's in my matter. Nipping and it to say what?
And say we didn't hear.
To say wrong in the doctor.
The Bible says God will not hear us.
What's in my you go to talk to such a negative?
When we cry. Why don't you listen to me?
Go to come in my wrong pinga.
You don't listen to them.
Tak kuno ngana rakatang itu tin.
I won't listen to you.
Iling yuta narajang itu nga.
The Bible says, "He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord."
Cukdo itu yuyo kasi mang matayok sa tugutun na galugit.
How much does God owe you?
Kano tigi guti iling yun at ilik sa kaktigi ba?
He says, if you don't listen to me, if you don't listen to them, I won't listen to you. And the last enemy of prayer is sin. Secret sin that you will not give up. God said, if you don't give up your sin, I will not listen to you. Jesus said, come to me.
Jesus,
Come with your sins, come with your problems. Come with your sicknesses, come with everything that's wrong. But don't stay outside. Come to me. If you come to me, I will answer. Not everybody is healed. But everybody is helped. Everybody will get help. Jesus said, come to me, I will give you rest. I will give you hope. I will touch you with my love. Just come, says Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, we come now.
Jesus, here kay yugo man na.
Into your presence.
Na yuti nang nung.
And we praise you.
Nagsuyo yugo iling ni.
We love you.
Nagdigo sukatta.
We worship you.
Nagsukpatigi.
You are wonderful.
Piyo yugo vid.
Thank you, Jesus.
Koyan na mi Jesus.
Thank you for the great love of the cross. Thank you for your great love for us now. Thank you,
Jesus.
And now, Lord, you know that in this room there are many problems, many needs. Some people have big problems. Some have physical problems in their body. Some have relationships that are in problems. Some have great grief.
And pain.
Jesus. We ask you to come now. Hear our cry. You know what each one is praying for. Some for healing. Some are praying for an unconverted loved one.
Yes.
Jesus, come now.
Jesus, give
an answer to our prayer. Touch our loved ones.
Yes.
Touch our unsaved ones, Jesus.
Jesus,
touch their hearts, we pray.
Yes.
Come and move in our community here in Arctic Bay.
Yes.
Take the hardest men, the hardest people in this community, and break their hearts.
Yes.
That they may turn to the Lord and live.
Amen.
Jesus, come and move in our lives.
Jesus.
Lord, in some there is a passive heart, a dead heart. That does not seek you, that does not pray, has no goals in prayer. Jesus, come and stir our hearts. Awaken our hearts. Revive our hearts, we pray.
Look down Arctic the window.
We pray you will do a great thing here in Arctic Bay. Open a door of prayer in the private lives of your people.
Yes,
that people will enjoy the presence of God. Make your people to shine with a joy that is not of this world. Raise up preachers in this community.
Yes, Father.
Yes,
raise up young men to declare the generation of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Jesus, hear our prayer.
Yes,
hear our prayer. Break the curses on our land.
Yes, Lord.
Break the ancient curses on our land.
Yes, Lord.
And
save your people.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Praise God.
Lord,